State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
How does the Democratic Party intend to win midterm elections without voting rights? I'm confused.
I don't think the Democratic Party intends to win anything.
No, they intend. Whether or not they will is something different, but they intend.
There's no way that they expect those good old people that they went up and voted, that they didn't promise things, that they ain't got nothing else. People that saved the election, there's no way they expect those good old people to go.
It's not like you had CBD candy. What?
They know them good old people ain't going back out there to vote again after this. They know, come on now.
They're
going to have to pull another rabbit out the hat for this one.
I'm saying that voting rights specifically, let's just say I get your point, right? Yeah. I get your point. From our perspective, it's almost impossible to believe.
It's actually disrespectful.
It's actually disrespectful to even not just assume, but to request or demand of people that they vote.
Belief.
Right. That they vote for anyone who has not fulfilled any of the promises that were made. Right. So that I agree with. I agree with you 100% on that. But I'm speaking of something different. I'm saying that because what happens is, even when you say, I'm not engaging myself in this election, I don't believe, I don't trust, right? We have that position and that's okay. But the thing is, then you have to start listening to the people who are running against these folks. And when you start listening to them and understanding their agenda, it may encourage a lot of people to say, you know what, I'm going to the polls. Right. I'm going to the polls. Now, I'm not saying everyone, and I'm certainly not talking about Ray Ray's and Keisha's and others, but I'm saying there are a group of people.
People want to kill me, man.
I agree with you. Me too. I'm under attack about it all the time. And I still would make the same decision if I had to do it all over again. But I'm speaking of something even different. I'm saying there are some folks in our society that when approached and they are listening just because you're watching the news or you're at church or you're reading the paper, or you're in your community, when you hear the other side of what you may be looking at and you're listening to someone who absolutely wants to take away your right to have an abortion, so your right to choose, and or they want to open more prisons, or you know they want to they want to close more schools, or you know take more funding from communities in order to invest more in punitive measures and support police, and you know they bleed the blue. When you hear that rhetoric and that tone, right? it may encourage you to say, I don't think that these other folks is worth the damn either, but I know I have to block this individual from becoming whatever it's senator or whatever they're voting for in their community. What I'm speaking of is now you're on your way to go vote and you find out that your vote is actually being suppressed by way of the laws in that particular state. Just forget it. I'm saying
the Democrats could have
done everything. They could have done it all right and this and that. I'm talking about voting rights.
It's going to the vote. The people that want to vote that still believe and say, you know what, I'm going to vote. And they get there and realize they can't.
The name has been purged. They need this, you know, their ID has to be updated. They're, you know, they've been voting knowing that you got elderly people who have been voting for years with one little letter misspelled on their identification versus their voting record, because when we were coming out of enslavement and we never had the appropriate records, a lot of people have continued through life with things that's not 100% accurate, but it's Mama Mavesley's information. You know what I'm saying? And so to have this situation where it seems like people are fumbling and the administration and others are fumbling on fighting as hard as hell to get voting rights accomplished. I'm trying to figure out when you're already failing at all at getting the policy in place, and then you're not even giving people who might just still want to be with you the ability to go to the polls. Like you, they can't be planning on winning anything.
They don't plan on winning. I'm trying to tell you, they don't have any plan on winning. They just, at this point, it's like it's just going through the motions. And it's disappointing because, you know, you want, as somebody who wants things to be good, you want things to be right. You know, you actually pray on it and all that. You want to believe that there is some side or some individuals that are in power to some certain degree that actually want to do right, you know, that are willing to do whatever necessary to do right. So I'm not saying, I don't believe they don't want to do it. I think they haven't come to the stage in the mind frame of that they have to do what's ever necessary to do right. Mm-hmm. Not doing right is just not an option. I'm not going to allow you to delay justice and delay things that are right. I have to do whatever it is within my power to make things right. You know, and that's, even though we hope for that, that's not what we are. So, you know, if people can't even go to the polls, and then the people that ain't never going to the polls, and the people on the opposite side got people going to the polls, and they reinvigorate.
Going to the polls.
You know,
they don't care.
They ain't going for you, champ.
They going to the polls for their own agenda, yep. And their agenda is either they're going to get some things that they want done that oppress
the
communities, or just stop that community from being able to progress in any way. They can't gain any more ground into, you know, sort of breaking down systems of oppression. And so they vote for different reasons. They vote because you might be somebody who maybe you're not as radically conservative as I want you to be, but I at least know that you're not going to support a progressive agenda.
That's right.
So we have people that are on both sides that think similarly, but I think the issue with us as Black people at this point is that we are no longer in a position to just, like, we've already stopped some of
the... We can't just keep kicking, you know? We just, right. We're not... The shuck and the dry, kiki, and go along to get along, that shit is over. So, you know, we're just in a different space. That's how we own it!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.